Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Friday evening, August 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority takes news should newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
What should you look for in a lender when you're doing multiple deals a year? When doing multiple deals a year, fix and flip investors often struggle due to cash flow constraints. According to Adam Eldebani of Home BDLR, having cash on hand is crucial for growth, even when lenders cover purchase and rehab costs. To avoid stalls, investors can opt for better financing options with lower rates and fees. Home BDLR's financing subscription offers a solution by eliminating per-deal origination fees, preserving cash for future deals.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces board composition changes. Helix Biopharma Corp. announced changes to its board of directors, with Mr. Janusz Grabski resigning and Thomas Merling, MD, PhD, appointed as a director. These changes aim to meet evolving governance and capital markets requirements, supporting the company's clinical development and corporate objectives. The board thanked Mr. Grabski for his service and contributions.
Vicore Medical releases financial results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2026. Vicore Medical Inc. released financial results for the 3 and 6 months ending June 30, 2026. The company reported a decrease in revenues, with international markets being the main factor. Operating profit also declined compared to the previous year. Despite challenges, Vicore Medical remains committed to innovation and improving patient outcomes with its ViewSight Brain Access System and NovaVision Retinal Therapy programs.
Mining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. advances Nevada strategy with defined resources, positive PEA. Lahontan Gold Corp. is making significant strides in Nevada with its Santa Fe mine project, boasting nearly 2 million ounces of gold equivalent resources. The preliminary economic assessment shows a US$200 million after tax NPV and 34.2% IRR based on a US$2,705 gold price. With federal drilling approvals secured, expanded exploration ongoing, and a potential production restart in 2027, Lahontan is capitalizing on Nevada's mining-friendly environment.
SS Innovations International, SSI, reports record Q2 revenue of $13,900,000, up 39.4%. SSI reports record Q2 revenue of $13.90 million, up 39.4% from the previous year. The company's SSI Mantra surgical robotic system installations increased by 30.4% to 30 units, with a gross profit of $7.10 million and no long-term debt. SS Innovations aims to expand its global presence in the surgical robotic technology market.
Regentis Biomaterials R. GNT builds a manufacturing and intellectual property powerhouse for the global cartilage repair market. Regentis Biomaterials strengthens its global presence in the cartilage repair market with a new Japanese patent allowance, enhancing protection for its innovative manufacturing process behind Gelrin C. This milestone comes as the company advances European commercialization and progresses in its pivotal U.S. South trial, addressing the growing need for efficient and scalable off-the-shelf therapies in orthopedics. Missionaire News breaks Data Vault AI Inc. to acquire CyberCatch for $94.50 million in an all-cash transaction. The acquisition will integrate CyberCatch's AI-enabled cybersecurity compliance platform into Data Vault AI's Quantum Private Network ecosystem. Pending approvals, CyberCatch will operate as a subsidiary of Data Vault AI, with founder Sai Huda serving as president.
Investor news breaks. Regentis Biomaterials Limited NYSE American. RGNT builds commercial case for Gelrin C in multi-billion knee cartilage repair market. Regentis Biomaterials is making strides in the knee cartilage repair market with its Gelrin C hydrogel implant. The company's recent European regulatory approval for a new manufacturing process is set to increase production yield by 400%, driving scalability and reducing costs. With ongoing U.S. Phase 3 SAGE trial progress and advancements in surgeon training and European commercialization, Regentis aims to offer a compelling solution for knee repair.
What Japan's enterprises know about AI that North America is about to learn. Japan's approach to AI governance is setting an example for North America. With AI adoption outpacing privacy infrastructure, enterprises in Japan have embraced responsible innovation as a key component for success. Limina, a data de-identification platform, has seen rapid adoption in Japan's enterprise sector, showcasing the importance of privacy infrastructure as a foundation for AI strategy. North American organizations are urged to follow suit to stay ahead of evolving regulatory pressures.
Isiatze's El Costo Invisible series exposes the real price of old tech. Isiatze's El Costo Invisible series sheds light on Mexico's tech debt crisis, revealing the hidden costs of outdated technology infrastructure. Industry leaders from finance, manufacturing, and automotive supply chains discuss the impact of legacy systems on operations. Isiatze's CEO, Fernando Regidor, emphasizes the need for executives to address this issue before it becomes too costly to ignore.
Biomed news breaks. Gaxos.ai Inquirus announces warrant exercise expected to generate $3.60 million. Gaxos.ai Inquirus announced definitive agreements for the immediate exercise of outstanding warrants, generating approximately $3.60 million in gross proceeds. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The company will issue new and registered warrants in exchange for the exercise, with the offering expected to close on or about August 17. H.C. Wainwright & Co. is serving as the exclusive placement agent for the transaction. Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, seeks to implement a unified strategy to unlock true market value and support shareholders. Earth Science Tech Inc. seeks to implement a unified strategy to maximize shareholder value, resolve structural hurdles, and elevate corporate governance. The company's virtual annual meeting on August 31, 2026, will focus on key initiatives for an uplisting to a higher-tier exchange and eliminating barriers to institutional capital infusion. Recent financial results show significant success in growth, with a focus on optimizing internal operations.
Mission IR Newsbreaks, Wrap Technologies, Inc., selected to support Florida Teacher Safety Training Program. Wrap Technologies has been selected by WOFT Charities to provide training support for the WOFT Teacher Safety Training Program, receiving a $475,000 appropriation in Florida's fiscal year 2026-27 state budget. The program focuses on situational awareness, threat recognition, de-escalation, and avoiding physical confrontation. WRAP will offer safety training for teachers, administrators, and school personnel, with the potential to expand into law enforcement, private security, and other safety environments.
Network news breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. updates board executive leadership in support of NASDAQ listing application. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. announced updates to its board and executive leadership as part of its NASDAQ listing application. The company welcomed new board members and established three committees. Yuri Piatigorsky was appointed CFO, succeeding Jimmy Chan, who remains CEO. There was no guarantee of meeting NASDAQ listing qualifications or approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Sales of Chinese EVs surge across Europe. Sales of Chinese electric vehicles surged across Europe in the first 5 months of 2026, with European buyers setting a new record for battery electric vehicles, BEVs, from Chinese brands. This resulted in a 5% increase in market share compared to the same period in 2025. Industry players like Massimo Group will be closely analyzing this trend.
Apple considers using chips from Chinese manufacturer CXMF as shortages bite. Apple is reportedly considering using chips from Chinese manufacturer CXMF to address supply shortages caused by the AI boom. The tech giant is looking to incorporate these chips in products sold in China. This decision could impact companies like Micron Technology Inc., which have seen valuations rise due to high demand for memory chips. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net. Network news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited reports lower Q2 expenses, advances Lucid-MS into Phase 2. Quantum Biopharma Limited reported a significant decrease in Q2 expenses, with operating expenses down 53% year-over-year and general and administrative expenses down 47%. The company's cash, cash equivalents, and digital assets increased to approximately $9.50 million, providing sufficient liquidity for operations through October 2027. Following FDA approval of its IND application, Quantum is moving forward with a Phase 2 clinical trial for Lucid-MS in patients with progressive multiple sclerosis.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.